This is an encore edition of Healthy, Wealthy, Wise with Patrick Johnson.
Hi, this is Patrick Johnson. I am really looking forward to the show today, but first, a word from our attorneys.
The information provided in this program is believed to be factual and up to date, but we don't guarantee its accuracy, and it should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed. Discussions and answers do not involve the rendering of personalized investment advice, but are limited to the dissemination of general information and may not be suitable for all members of the listening audience. Listening to this program should not be considered an engagement with SRS Capital Advisors, Inc. or Wealth Partner. Wealth Partner is a division of SRS Capital Advisors, Inc., an SEC-registered investment advisor whose principal office is located in Colorado. Patrick Johnson is an investment advisor representative of SRS Capital Advisors. Being a registered investment advisor or describing ourselves as being registered does not imply a certain level of skill or training. Welcome to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise, where we believe financial wealth is one part of overall well-being. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. Now, here's your host, Patrick Johnson.
Hello, and welcome to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise with Patrick Johnson, founder and managing director of Wealth Partner here in Colorado Springs. And wealth is spelled W-E-L-L-T-H, and we'll get to more of that in a minute. I'm your host today, Roger Severson. You know, when I first started talking to Patrick about launching this show, I thought it was going to be a traditional financial advice show. But the more I talked to Patrick, I realized that his team's approach is much, much different when it comes to wealth and beyond wealth. Patrick, explain how this is going to be a different kind of program and how your approach differs from what most people would expect in wealth and money management.
Yeah, thanks for that introduction, Roger. It is an interesting approach, and I guess I can best answer the question about how this is going to be a different kind of show by speaking first to the approach. And it's most succinctly articulated as wealth is a rainbow and money is one of the colors. And there's a lot to that we'll be talking about today. But that's really what this show is about offering to the Colorado Springs community insights into the different dimensions of their well-being and what I would consider their true wealth. And so it's a different show for that reason. While we are what I would call a non-traditional wealth management firm, and we certainly have a very strong financial counseling arm, our mission is to help people find more peace in their lives. And we think that that is achieved by them leaning into all of the dimensions of their well-being and really coming into a comprehensive understanding of what wealth really is.
Yeah, and that's what kind of drew me in a little bit further on this, because again, you know, you hear these shows on the radio, maybe see them on TV, and you know, it talks about just one aspect of this.
Yeah.
And after conversations with you, this was multidimensional, and I found that fascinating and a really different approach than what I've seen on this before or heard on this.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the title of the show, Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise.
Yeah, I guess the way that we qualify well-being is laid out in seven different dimensions. And these range from certainly financial, but it's physical, spiritual, emotional, and on. But that can get a little bit cumbersome to try to articulate. And so what I wanted to do was even more succinctly articulate what those seven dimensions are. They're almost subcategories of three primary categories, and that's health, wealth, and wisdom. And so we have a whole host of modalities for being weller in our lives and with our health. And we want this show to be offering a lot of these insights to the community. There's just so much fascinating, cutting-edge, evidence-based science out there beyond just get off the couch and start eating your broccoli. You know, yeah, that there's some really fascinating stuff that we want to bring into the community. So that's the health component. And then wealth. The American Psychological Association says that money is one of the primary stressors in people's lives outside of an acute health-related issue. And so there is a very real dimension to our well-being that's tied to our finances. And I've been doing this 30 years. I'm a fiduciary, former president of the Financial Planning Association, credentialed, tenured, et cetera. Kind of seen it all, frankly, when it comes to what we would call traditional wealth management. So I want to bring tax insights and investment insights, how people's statements should read, you know, insight into fees, and just pull back the curtain a little bit so that people can better manage their wealth, whether with their current counsel or on their own, but that they would have good insights. And that would include things like estate planning and charitable giving and beyond just the typical investment management. Here's how to allocate a portfolio, although we will probably include that as well. So that's health, wealth, and wise. And wisdom really encompasses a lot of the rest of the dimensions, right? It's pretty all-encompassing. But we just want to bring wisdom to bear on the life experience with this show and help people hear what we are offering, filter it through their own understanding, and then apply it in their lives in a way that just finds them more peaceful day to day. So healthy, wealthy, wise. It also just kind of rolls off the tongue and it's catchy. And when I was asking my wife what I should call the show, that's what she said. And I've learned that what she says should go. So
I think that's probably great advice for everyone listening right now is your wife gives you a good idea, run with it, because it does fit in. And one of the things that I found fascinating in our pre-conversations that we had as we're leading up to, you know, trying to launch this show is that, you know, some people believe that just having a big pile of money to sit on is going to bring them happiness. And, you know, it may, but I think that the other dimensions you talk about are just fascinating where, you know, it's not just about money. I mean, money's important, don't get me wrong, but your health, you know, what you do for fun, your spiritual life and all those other things, I think, play into it. And I don't think people always recognize that. And that's what kind of drew me in to this, because it seemed like a whole different approach.
Yeah, it's interesting, and it's definitely the cultural perspective that the way that we approach money and our philosophy around money is what would be considered normal or traditional. But when you look at the etymology, the original meaning of the word wealth, this was before Merriam-Webster offered current cultural understanding of wealth, which is an abundance of material possessions. But the actual etymology, the archaic for wealth is well-being. And so we do see our wealth as our well-being. We think that is the true wealth. And this is all evidence-based and rooted in a whole lot of science, which we'll get in through the course of the show. And even the dimensions of well-being that we lay out in our logo and throughout our collateral, those are offered by the National Wellness Institute. So the National Wellness Institute, the NWI, they do a lot of research about what is going on in people's lives that helps them be well in their souls. And I would just say that's peaceful. Mm-hmm. And that it's all of these different dimensions working harmoniously together and swirling and whirling together in a way that does not overemphasize one over the other. And we have so overemphasized money in our culture that we risk our very well-being on this. So I'm a bit missional about this. I think that our current culture's understanding of wealth is not their fault. I mean, this is what is pushed on them by our society, the capitalism, et cetera. I mean, your greatest strength is your double weakness if left unchecked. And I think we're starting to manifest that as a culture because of this overemphasis on one very important, but still just one dimension of well-being.
Right. You know, when I talk to my kids about success and happiness, and I remember telling them, you got to decide what that is for you, because a lot of people say it's a bunch of money. And maybe for some people, that's what it is. But I said, you know, happiness for certain people is being rich and big mansion and having all those things. And yet there's other people that are extremely happy living out in the wilds of Montana off the grid and just as happy as can be. So I don't think, I tried to let them know that there's not one idea of success or happiness. And that is something you have to find as you, you know, move through your life and determine what's important for you. And that's why I like you guys encapsulating this kind of into a, you know, an organized form, because right now it's kind of free floating in a lot of people's heads. You know, I have this, why am I not happy?
Yeah.
And I run into people all the time that you look at them and sometimes I have to remind them, like, why are you so unhappy? You have, look at your life. It's not bad. And for some reason, there just seems to be something that is missing out of there. So that's why I think this program is going to be very important. And I encourage people to spend some time and listen to these programs or the podcasts. And, you know, I think there's a lot to be learned here and take on some, you know, take on what you can and, you know, work on what you can't,
I guess. Absolutely.
Is kind
nothing
of.
Nothing prescriptive here. Just trying to offer some good vibes.
I agree with that. Yeah. You talked about being a fiduciary, and we're not going to talk about that much today, but in future episodes, I would like you to explain it. Not now, because, we have so much ground to cover, but I found that it was very important in the money management aspect of this. And a lot of people think that the people that they're dealing with are fiduciaries, and they turn out not to be. And I think that's going to be an important topic as we move forward. What we're going to do right now is take a break, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
The Healthy Wealthy Wise Show is underwritten by Wealth Partner, a unique wealth management firm based in Colorado Springs. Wealth is a rainbow, and money is one of the colors. We believe prudent stewardship of one's financial life is critical to overall well-being, and this is where we begin our relationship with clients. Our highly personalized financial planning process is designed to reduce stress so clients can more fully enjoy all the dimensions of their true wealth. And to help clients thrive, we also offer powerful, cutting-edge, evidence-based health and well-being services. Wealth Partner is a rapidly growing company, which has evolved out of an award-winning fiduciary wealth management firm, currently managing well over $1 billion in client assets. And our offering is priced at a fraction of the cost of most firms. If this unique approach to wealth management interests you, please visit our website at www.wealthpartner.com. That's wealth spelled W-E-L-L-T-H, W-E-L-L-T-H-partner.com.
Welcome back to an encore edition of Healthy Wealthy Wise.
Hello and welcome back to Healthy, Wealthy, and Wise with Patrick Johnson, founder and managing director of Wealth Partner here in Colorado Springs. I'm your host today, Roger Severson. And before the break, we had talked about the multidimensional aspect of the way your company approaches wealth, money management, health, and so forth. You have a logo, and it consists of 7 colors?
It does, yeah.
7 colors, and each of those colors represent a different part of how you view the overall wellness of people. Tell me about that.
At the start of the show, I mentioned that we see wealth as a rainbow. Money is one of the colors. The various dimensions of well-being are laid out in different ways by different organizations. I referenced also the National Wellness Institute earlier. I wanted to stick with dimensions that were evidence-based, that had been researched. And so they had 6, and it was everything but the financial. My passion has been to bring awareness of the fact that our financial well-being is a very important part of our overall well-being. And so I added the financial dimension to the National Wellness Institute's 6. The Gen 1 iteration of this 5 or 6 years ago was a pie chart. And it showed the various dimensions of well-being: social, emotional, vocational and avocational, financial, physical, spiritual, and intellectual, each as a slice of the pie. And we have a process for how we take people through a survey of these various dimensions of well-being to get a sense for how they're doing with their overall wealth as qualified by well-being. And then as we would take people through that process, we'd realize, you know, these are not cleanly delineated lines. Your spiritual life is interwoven with your physical life. Your intellectual life is interwoven with your avocational life, etc. So we started seeing that the pie chart was really an illustration that did not capture the essence of what we're trying to help clients capture in their lives, which is a good sense of their well-being just kind of swirling within their ecosystem, creating a sense of wellness in their soul. And so I worked with a graphic artist who ascribed or put a specific color with each of the dimensions of well-being. And then I said, now just take all that and swirl it around. And she did. And so what we have now is it's a brand actually that is ubiquitous throughout our collateral. And sometimes you'll see just the swirling watercolors with a legend next to it, each dimension of well-being laid out next to the color that you see swirling in the pattern. But about 3 years ago, we overlaid this wispy peace sign inside that logo, and people have really resonated with that. They really like the brand. And so it's all of our dimensions of well-being swirling and whirling together in a beautiful kaleidoscope of life. And our mission as a firm is to bring people's awareness of their own peace into the mix. Again, we don't have anything prescriptive. What we try to call out in people is that inner wisdom that they have deep in their souls, where they know deep down the still water is there. It's all this stuff on the surface that gets us tripped up. So we're not giving anybody anything. We're just helping them see who and what they really are at their core is our philosophy. Now, parlaying that into our actual logo, what you'll see if you go to the website is two squares overlapping, but they are the same colors that are in that color wheel that I was just telling you about with the peace sign, our brand. The logo is actually two squares, the same size, overlapping, kind of linking, if you will, linking arms. They're partnering together. But what we're showing there is these are two whole, well, complete people linking arms on this journey together as we both explore all of our vast dimensions of the vastness of the various dimensions of our well-being. So we don't see ourselves as having something again to bestow or teach or, you know, be the wealth council, give advice. You know, it's more like, hey, let's link arms and just do this thing together called life, and let's talk, and we'll ask some really good questions, and we have some really good technical expertise as well if you want to benefit from that. But the whole idea is that the sessions are handled in such a way that when the client leaves, rather than feeling like, oh, Patrick or his team had such great ideas, such good counsel, it's more like, wow, I really realized some neat things in that meeting with Patrick or his team. And so that's why the logo, again, is those two squares with all the dimensions of well-being represented, but really partnering together. So that's the logo.
I find those seven dimensions very important, singularly in people's lives of spirituality. I mean, every you know, culture in the world has had some sort of spiritual aspect to it. And I think we sometimes forget about that part. Or if our health is bad, doesn't matter how much money you have. Right. So I think all of these things really play well with one another. And as a complete human being, we all strive to reach that point where all seven levels of that are, you know, we're in harmony with ourselves and those around us. So I really like that. I'm speaking with Patrick Johnson, founder and managing director of Wealth Partner. And again, that is spelled WELLTH. Partner here in Colorado Springs, and give the website, because if people might want to go look at the logo.
Sure. It's as you just spelled it, wealthpartner.com, WELLTH partner.com.
Yeah. And it is a great website. I have been on there. You have, you mentioned your team, and tell me a little bit more about that, because it's not just money managers you have there. You have a kind of a whole staff of people who work on these different aspects.
Yeah, so it's been an evolution. Our current team, I could speak to that, but it might be helpful to have a little bit of the backstory. Mm-hmm. So this is a non-traditional, unique wealth management firm that has evolved out of a traditional wealth management practice. And we're all in the tactical deliverable, the actual money management firm. There were a few of us, we're all former Merrill, Goldman, Morgan types who got sick of the sales culture. And so we decided to hang a shingle as fiduciaries in the community. And we had like $20 million under management and some good ideas for how to treat people right. And then fast forward to today, we're about $1.5 billion in assets under management. We don't do any advertising. That is SRS Capital Advisors. So that is a big part of our team on the tactical deliverable side. Wealth Partner is a division of SRS Capital. So that's where people will hear that in some of the intros and outros, et cetera. So that's a big part of the team, very behind the scenes. Our public-facing presence here in Colorado Springs is myself as the founder and managing director. I have a director of financial counseling, Steve Hunt, and I have a director of health and well-being, and that's actually my wife, Jenny Johnson. And if you go to the website, you'll see why she's the perfect fit for that role. And then we have a support staff that works with us as well. So that is our team currently. Again, we evolved out of a traditional wealth management practice, but now with this team in place, we're actually able to have tactical deliverables and support the execution of those deliverables and the ongoing management of them in clients' lives on both the traditional financial counseling side and the health and well-being side.
Yes, and again, very important, because you it said something to me that this isn't so much a financial show, that it's a well-being show, and I love that approach on it. And you want people to feel whole and good and in harmony with themselves.
Yeah, that's really it. I mean, frankly, we don't need new clients or more money. You know, what we have found is that as we add value to people's lives, that comes. Relationships and relationships, in our case, they monetize with a new investment management relationship or what have you. But really the spirit of this, as I leaned into it, was I just want Wealth Partner to subsidize this show. I'm going to only talk about businesses that I've had great experiences with as on ad breaks. Nobody's buying ad space here. It's really, I wanted to have complete control over this message and the spirit behind it as it goes out into the community. And we're going to give this a shot and see how it's received by the community. But the heart behind it really is we want to bring all that we've learned over so many years as tenured fiduciary financial counsel, but also as professional certified life coaches into this community, and not just our wisdom, but we're so well connected. We have so many different resources to bring to bear on this show with interviews like we're having here, but I'll be having it with somebody who knows so much more than I know about a certain topic. Hence the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise. We're going to be offering this really without an emphasis on trying to get people to hit our website or become a new client. In fact, we're a little bit nervous about what that might look like from the standpoint of just we're currently so busy with new business. We don't really seek to add on to that in a meaningful way, but we want to help. And this is a great way to get our message out there. We're pushing it out. Nobody has to listen. They can just tune out if they don't like it, but they can tune in and get some good stuff, the kind of stuff that we're giving clients, and they can get it for free. And if they find value in that, we'd love to entertain a conversation with them and see if it's a good fit. But if not, we do just want to show up in Colorado Springs in a way that we're proud of, and we think that this is a way to do it.
Well, you know, you bring on a good point. This may not be everybody's cup of tea when Absolutely. It comes to it, but but those people who can really benefit from it, I think, are going to find that this is something that may fill a hole in their life that they have been trying to figure out why.
Yeah.
Do I feel this way when I have all of this? And, you know, so I think that's the important part of this. So
it is. And it's really intended to speak to anybody where they are. So while one show might not resonate, another show might.
Yeah. And I encourage people to listen to this, because we're going to be converting this show into a podcast that we will host and post on KRDO.com on our site. But we're also going to host and post on your own website.
To. Yep.
And so if you've missed an episode, well, you haven't missed one yet. I mean, it's show number one. But in the future, if you want to listen to shows again, you know, find out more, we're going to have a way where you can go through and get some additional information. Quickly, tell me about some of the co-hosts you think may be coming up in future episodes.
So let's see. One that I can think of, I'm trying to get him during tax season. It might be right after, but it would be a financial show. So that would be the wealthy bit of the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise. Matt Westenberg, who's a CPA here in town, who has a very healthy practice that's growing and thriving like we are, and who I think very highly of. And so I'm going to have him on the show. Randy James is a medical doctor who I think very highly of. We'll get into my backstory at some point in the not too distant future, where you'll hear about a real beatdown that I went through, where my family got very sick. I was bedridden for a few years and financial ruin, et cetera. And when I really ultimately came into profound awareness that our peace is not contingent on our circumstances. And Randy James, my medical doctor, he's a functional medicine doctor, so he's an MD, but with a different kind of credential. They try to figure out what the root cause of the illness is rather than diagnosing and prescribing. And they swim way upstream and find out what's going on a cellular level with labs, et cetera. And he's been instrumental in bringing me back to a state of health that I'm healthier now than I ever have been. So he'll be a guest, and he has a lot to share. On the wisdom front, Kevin Miller, he's the host of the Zig Ziglar podcast, which is a very popular podcast. And he's had the privilege of interviewing some of the best minds in our culture for 10 years now, I think. And he's just got a lot of wisdom. And so we'll probably just be riffing with each other on the air, just talking about things, and all that stuff will percolate. But those are a few of the examples, and on I could prattle, but I hope that gives an idea.
Well, I like this idea, honestly, of bringing in, I mean, who would think of an MD on a financial, I'm using air quotes right now, a financial show. So I find this fascinating. And, you know, this has been a lot of fun. Time has flown by.
Yeah, it has.
You know, I mean, honestly, there I've probably got 15 more things we could talk about, but that's in future episodes. And again, I want to thank you for coming in today, making this effort to tell people a little bit more about what you do. And again, Patrick Johnson, founder and managing director of Wealth Partner here in Colorado Springs. He's also an author. I'm reading his book right now, and I find it fascinating. So, but we'll talk about more of that in the future. Is there anything you want to add in closing?
No, just thanks for hosting me, and thanks for showing the new guy the ropes. This
very good.
Been fun working with you.
Look forward to it, and thank you.
Listeners are encouraged to consult a professional advisor before implementing any of the strategies presented. The material in this program is for education purposes and is not intended to provide investment, tax, legal, health, or medical advice. Past performance does not guarantee future success. Information in this program is not an offer to buy or sell, or a solicitation of any offer to buy or sell the investments, investment strategies, securities, or well-being services mentioned herein. All expressions of opinion reflect the judgment of the speakers as of the date of the radio show and are subject to change and are not statements of material fact. Opinions are based on knowledge and experience, but may not include all of the supporting facts to verify these opinions. The advisor may not transact business in states where it is not appropriately registered, excluded, or exempted from registration. Individualized responses to persons that involve either the affecting of transaction in securities or the rendering of personalized investment advice for compensation will not be made without registration or exemption.